And we've been hearing the example of a CEO of a company, has a big company, and he's relaxing on a boat in the Caribbean, and he doesn't need to do any work there. But still the activities of his factory are still being carried out by all the workers and the department heads of that factory. So the Lord is carrying out everything, but he's not personally involved. His energies are doing it. What is Krishna doing? He's enjoying. Bhoktaram yagyatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suridham sarvabhutanam yatvamam shantim richati. So he's bhokta, he's the enjoyer of all sacrifices and austerities. Sarva loka maheshwaram, sarva all loka planets maheshwaram. He's the ruler, the controller of all the planets and all the demigods. Suridam sarva bhutanam. Surid means friend. He's the friend, sarva, all, bhutanam, living entities. He's the friend of all living entities. Gyatva mam shantim richati. Thus knowing this, one gets peace. Peace from the pangs of the material miseries. Om shanti, shanti, shanti. One gets peace from the pangs of the material miseries. So the Lord is great, and today, we're hearing in today's verse, tam i hamanam nirahankritam buddham, that this Supreme Personality of Godhead is i hamanam. He's acting for our benefit. We heard in the previous verse we just discussed, 5.29, that suridam sarvabhutanam, he's the best friend of all living entities. So if someone is a best friend, a friend in need is a friend indeed. So the friend always wants to act for our benefit. So the Lord is ihamanam, he's acting for our benefit. And what is his mood? Nirahankritam, he's without entanglement or desire for gain. It's interesting that within this nirahankritam, there's the word ahankar. The word ahankar, or false ego, comes in this word, nirahankritam. So nir means not. So he doesn't have false ego. Nirahankritam. He has no false ego. As opposed to us, that we're just oceans of false ego. Prakriti kriyamanani, prakriti kriyamanani, gunai karmani sarvashaha, gunai karmani, ahankaram vimudatma. Kartaham iti manyate. That the spirit souls are bewildered by the false ego, ahankritam. Ahankara, they're bewildered and they think that they're performing activities, but actually these activities are being performed by the three modes of material nature. So we living entities, we're just totally bewildered by our ahankara. So we're confused, we're contaminated, we're bewildered. But what about the Lord? Is he bewildered by ahankara? Yes or no? No. How do we know that? Because in today's verse, we see the word nirahankritam, which means the Lord is not contaminated by ahankar or false ego. And buddham, buddham, buddha bhava samanvitaha, aham sarvasya prabhavo, matat sarvam pravartate, matat sarvam. Itimat vabhajante mam, itimat vabhajante. Buddha bhava samanvitaha. Lord Krishna says, chapter 10, text number 8, I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who know this perfectly engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. So this Buddha means one who is intelligent, one who knows that the Lord is full, he will worship the Lord. So the word Buddha is used in today's verse also. And Buddham, the Lord is described today as Buddham. Buddham means one who is completely in knowledge. So the Lord is so great that he has complete knowledge. He knows everything that happened in the past, everything happening in the present, and he knows everything that will happen in the future. He's Trikala Nya. He knows everything. And he's fully conscious. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Satchit Ananda Vigraha. Anadir Adir Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Of all the controllers, Ishvara, Krishna is Param. He's the topmost. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha. Filled with eternity, filled with Chit. Chit means knowledge. And Ananda means bliss, and vigraha means form. He's full. Satchit Ananda Vigraha. Anadir Adir Govinda. He has no beginning. Sarva Karana Karanam. He's the cause of all causes. So in this way we see that Krishna is Buddham. He's completely in knowledge. Then Nira Shisham Purnam Ananya Choditam. That he has Nira Shisham. He doesn't have desires to enjoy the fruits of his activities. He doesn't have a fruit of mentality. He's not doing something that, oh, if I do this, then maybe I'll enjoy. He enjoys no matter what he does. He's a supreme enjoyer. Krishna is enjoyer. He's Rasaraj. He enjoys all the different rasas. And Purnam. Purnam means complete. He's complete in everything. Om Purnam Adaha Purnamidam.
Om Purnam Adaha Purnamidam.
Purnat Purnam Udachate.
Purnat Purnam Udachate.
Purnasya Purnam Adaya.
Purnam
Eva Vishishate. Om Purna Adaha Purnamidam, that the Supreme Lord is perfect and complete. And even though so many perfect and complete units emanate from him, like this phenomenal world, still he remains complete. So this is spiritual mathematics. You have, if you have one whole Krishna and you remove from him this complete units of the universal creation. So 1 - 1 = 1. Because he remains complete. So you have the complete and you remove from him the complete, but still he remains complete. So this is called spiritual mathematics. 1 - 1 = 1. Don't try this in the classroom. Okay? All right. Then, unless you get a chance to give the explanation, then it's a good idea. So the Lord is Purnam, he's complete. Ananya Choditam. He's inspired to inspire others. So this is actually like the essence of today's verse, is how the Lord is inspired to inspire others. And how does he do that? He does it by his own example. We see in the example of Lord Ramachandra that Lord Ramachandra is called Maryada Purushottam, that he's the most excellent example of a king and a human being, and he shares that example for our benefit, so we can learn how to act in this world so that we can progress. So the Lord is so merciful that he sets the example. Examples are very important. This is one of the first shlokas I learned. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, text number 21. Please repeat after me. Yad yad acharati shrestas. Tat tat evataro janaha. Sayat pramanam kurute. Lokastad anivartate. That whatever example a great man performs, the common men will follow. Whatever example he sets through exemplary actions, all the world pursues. So this principle is being put in place by Lord Ramachandra. He's setting the great example. Just like a teacher will write on the board the alphabet. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Now I know my ABCs. Next time won't you sing with me? Right? So the teacher writes the alphabet on the board. And the teacher already knows the alphabet. There's no need for the teacher to write. But for our benefit, to show the example, the teacher writes like that. So Lord Ramachandra is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He doesn't have to undergo any austerities like we should. We should undergo tapo divyam, transcendental austerities, for advancing in spiritual life. What is that verse with tapo divyam? Matirna Krishne, right? How does it start? Is that the one? Matirna Krishne. No, that's puna punas charvata charvananam. Yeah, this is tapo divyam. Kya? Nayam deho deha bhajam nirloke kastan kaman arhati vidbujam ye tapo divyam putrakayena satvam sudyad yasmad brahma sokyam twanantam. It's a beautiful verse by Lord Rishabdev saying that this human form of life is meant for succeeding in life, becoming Krishna conscious. And that is through tapo divyam putrakayena satvam. Tapo, tapasya, austerities. Divyam, transcendental. We should perform transcendental austerities. As a result, shudyad, we become purified. Shudyad yasmad brahma sokyam twanantam. We get Brahma Sokyam. Sokyam means happiness. And how long does that happiness last? Anantam. Anantam means eternal happiness. So life is not just meant for the activities of the animals. Tapo, this vidbujamye, those animals that eat, stool, right? Like the dogs and the hogs. Our life is not meant for that. Their activities. Our life is meant for tapo divyam putrakayena satvam shudyat yasmad brahma sokyam twanantam. Transcendental austerities which lead to everlasting happiness. Lord Krishna says a similar thing in the Bhagavad Gita in the 10th chapter, text number 12. Param brahma param dhamaha. Param brahma. Pavitram paraman bhavan purusham shasvato divyam adi devam ajam vibhum. And then in the 9th chapter, text number 2, rajavidya rajaguyam pavitram idam uttamam prajakshava gamam dharmyam susukam kartam avyayam. By following this process, we get susukam kartam avyayam. So sukam means happiness, and the prefix su means bahod bahod, very much, very much. Su, 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 Superman, right? Super happiness. Susukam kartam avyayam. It's everlasting super happiness. So this is the process. So Lord Ramachandra is showing us the example of, yes, we should do these austerities. Does the Lord have to perform austerities? No, He's the Lord. But He's doing it. Why is He doing it? It's to set an example for us so that we know the proper way to live life. In the purport today, Srila Prabhupada is explaining three different activities of Lord Ramachandra that were exemplary. Number one, he followed the instructions of his father. So Lord Ramachandra, he was scheduled to be coronated as the king the very next day. And the entire city of Ayodhya was in a great celebration. Jai Shri Ram!
Jai Shri Ram!
Jai Shri Ram!
Jai Shri Ram!
This says Jai Shri Ram. Yeah, you got it in Ayodhya. So everyone was celebrating, but there was one person who was not happy, and that was Mantara. Mantara is the maid servant of Kaikeyi. And Mantara was trying to convince Kaikeyi that if Ram becomes the king, then things will not be good for you, and things will not be good for me also. Did Mantara have a fruit of mentality? Yes, she had a fruit of mentality, unfortunately. So, but this is all the lila of the Lord in order to teach us. So she convinced Kaikeyi that she should get the two boons from Dasarath Maharaj that he had promised her. So Dasarath Maharaj came to see what is wrong with Kaikeyi. And she was just crying on the floor. And he said, "What can I do to help you?" And she was just crying. And he said, "I'll do anything to help you. Just let me know." And she said, "Yes, anything?" And he said, "Yes, anything." And she said, "Give me the two boons that you promised me. And send Ram to the forest for 14 years and make my son Bharat the king." And Dasarath's heart was shattered. He fell to the ground practically unconscious. He was crying and he was appealing, "Please, no, anything but that." But Kaikeyi and Mantra, they were insistent. So then call Ram. They brought Ram. And they explained to him that Dasarath had promised to send him to the forest. And he could have protested. He had a good grounds to make a protest. But did he protest? No. He said, "It is my honor and my pleasure to fulfill my father's word." So Ram was ready to go to the forest. Sri Ramachandra Bhagavan ki jai. So respect for the seniors and the importance of the good of others as opposed to our own personal benefits. So one of the lessons we learn from Ramayana is that instead of me consciousness, we seek for we consciousness. So Ramayana is a journey from me to we. So this was the mood of Lord Ramachandra. Another aspect of Lord Ramachandra's example is that he took care of his praja, his citizens, and especially his wife, Sita Devi. Sita Devi was kidnapped by Ravana. And he flew with her to Lanka And Lord Ramachandra did everything to get her back. And he even had a bridge made over the ocean. And he traveled to Lanka and he fought with Ravana. And then ultimately he took one of his sharp arrows fighting with Ravana and took off the heads, he had 10 heads, more like. All the heads dropped to the ground. He had fired an arrow that soaked up the nectar from Ravana's heart, and Ravana was killed. Sri Ramachandra Bhagavan ki. And so these are the three different points that Lord Ramachandra is setting the example. Number one, he fought with Ravana. He could have sent somebody else to fight with him. This is the quality of the kshatriya. He's always at the front in the battle. Shuryam tejo dhritir daksham yudhe chapyapalayanam dhanam ishvaram bhavascha kshatram karma svabhavajam. This is the qualities of the kshatriya, 1843. That yudhe chapyapalayanam. He's always at the front of the battlefield. So he set that example. And then he saved Sita. He protected his wife Sita. That example he set. And he followed the instructions of his father. That example also he set. Now Prabhupada mentions in the verse today, not only Lord Ramachandra, but also Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Haribo. That he also set the example for us. He's called a Bhakta Avatar, because he's setting the role of a perfect devotee. And we see how he spent his time. When he was in Jagannath Puri, every day he would go to the Tota Gopinath Mandir and hear Srimad Bhagavatam for 3 hours daily. So regularly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And then in the afternoons, he would go out with the devotees and perform Harinam Sankirtan, the loud chanting congregationally of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And he instructed us to do the same thing, to follow in his footsteps. Srila Prabhupada was also asked one time, how can we, disciples, how can we repay the debt to the spiritual master? So we're in a great debt to the spiritual master. He saved us from material existence. So how can we repay the debt? Srila Prabhupada said, it's not possible for the disciple to repay the debt to the spiritual master. But you should try. And you, by trying, you should do what I have done. Whatever I have given to you, you share that with others. So that's our mandate. That's our mission. And Srila Prabhupada concludes the purport today by saying that Lord Chaitanya asks everyone to follow him and to become a guru to deliver the fallen souls of Kali Yuga. Yari deka tarikaha Krishna upadesh. Yari deka tarikaha Krishna upadesh. Amara agyai guru hoya tara edesh. Amara agyai guru hoya tara edesh. Just become a guru, follow my order, and free the land, liberate the people of this land by distributing this message of Krishna consciousness. So this is the purpose of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Ramachandra, Lord Krishna, is to teach human society how to be happy by following the instructions of the Supreme Lord. And this Swayambhuva Manu says, I request everyone to follow him. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions or comments? Yes. Microphone.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for the nice class. You mentioned how Lord, we should follow Lord Krishna and his activities. When he comes to this material world, we see how in, we understand in Lord Ramachandra's pastime how he acted as an ideal son, an ideal husband, and we can learn from that. But when he comes as Lord Krishna, he performs activities like stealing butter, telling lies, breaking his own vows. So we know that he does it for our pleasure, but how can we learn from these activities?
Okay, so thank you for your question. If I understand your question correctly, you're asking how can we learn from Lord Krishna's activities? Yes? So Lord Ramachandra is Maryada Purushottama and Krishna is Leela Purushottama. So some of Krishna's Leelas, his activities, are not meant for us to be followed. Just like Lord Krishna dances in the Rasa dance with so many gopis, so that is not recommended for us. So he's God, he's the Supreme Lord. There's some activities he can do as a supreme enjoyer that should not be imitated by us. So if we want to imitate all his activities, we should also be able to lift Govardhan Hill and perform, kill big demons, which we're not able to do. So we cannot imitate him. Srila Prabhupada does give the example of Lord Krishna in the purport today by saying how he instructed Arjuna. So that is a good instruction, example that we can follow. As the verse at the end of the purport states, become guru and enlighten the world. So Lord Krishna is Adi Guru, his original guru. And we see him acting as guru by instructing Arjuna so expertly on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So just as Lord Krishna instructed Arjuna, similarly, we should cultivate the capacity to share that message and instruct others in this message of Krishna consciousness and thus deliver the world. So in that respect, it's very healthy to follow the example of Lord Krishna. So don't steal the butter. Chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Does that answer your question?
Thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Does anyone else have any questions or any comments? Yes, Prabhu. This is Victor has a question or a comment. Not sure which yet. Let's see.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Krishna said that when we attain to his abode, we will not fall down. So how would it fall down to come here in this material world?
How do we fall down to come to this material world? So this topic that you're raising, we call it, put it in the category of the fall of the jiva. Okay? And there are many discussions on this topic. See, everyone's sitting up. Everyone is interested now. So different acharyas, Jiva Goswami and others, have given different versions of how this occurred. And Srila Prabhupada addresses three different versions at different times in his teachings. One of them is that we fell from the spiritual world and we should go back to the spiritual world. Another one is that actually, we never fell. We're in the spiritual world right now, but we don't realize it. And the third one, if I remember correctly, was that we came. We're just nitya bhata. We're just something like we're always in this material world. So there's three different perspectives that's been shared. And Prabhupada emphasizes in his teachings that we came from the spiritual world and we should go back to the spiritual world, back home, back to Godhead. Some Vaishnavas explain that we didn't come from Goloka, we came from like Viraj, like a different area. So These are different perspectives that Vaishnavas have shared. Whenever inquired about on this matter, Srila Prabhupada would emphasize that it doesn't matter how we got to this material world. The important thing is that we're here and we should get out. And Prabhupada would always give two different examples. Example number one is called the drowning man. Okay, there's a man drowning in the ocean, and someone threw him a rope and said, "Grab the rope, grab the rope." And the man said, "Wait, wait, tell me how I got in the ocean first, and then I'll grab the rope." And then he just drowned like that. So this is example number one. Rope has been thrown, but Prabhu is too compulsive about trying to understand how he got in the ocean. So he doesn't want to grab the rope. That's example number one. Example number two is called Kawa Tal Fal Nyaya. Kawa Tal Fal Nyaya. That means crow and tal fruit logic. The logic of the crow and the tal fruit. Would you like to hear this explanation? Yes? Okay. So there were two sadhus sitting underneath a tree. It was a special kind of tree called a tal tree, T-A-L. You remember in Krishna Balaram, they fight Denikasura? There are so many tal fruits there, that kind of tree. So they're under the tal tree and there are so many fruits on the tree. They're looking up, relaxing. Then all of a sudden a crow lands on the tree. And they're looking at the crow. And then simultaneously the crow flies away and whoop, one fruit falls at the same time. Now one sadhu says, "Look, the crow flew, therefore the fruit fell." And the second sadhu says, "No, no, no, it's not like that. The fruit fell, and therefore the crow flew." So whether the crow flew and the fruit fell, or the fruit fell and the crow flew, does it make any difference? No. So no, long term, it doesn't make any difference to us how we got here. The fact is, we're here, and we have a method to get out. And that is Navaniya Bhakti, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmivedanam. The nine processes of devotional service. Most importantly, the Yuga Dharma. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Does that answer your question? Okay, very good. Thank you so much. Dealt with the delicate fall of the jiva question fairly successfully. Okay, nice. Don't get wrapped up in this. Prabhupada never stressed it. He always advised devotees just address more important issues that are more relevant. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Is it all right, Prabhu? Wonderful. So let's thank you for your kindness. Let's stop here. I'm grateful to all of you for your kind association. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.